Hungary reverses its crypto criminalization, drops 8-year prison terms. Hungary is reversing the restrictive crypto laws it adopted under former leader Viktor Orban, decriminalizing trading and scrapping prison terms of up to 8 years, according to a CoinDesk report posted on June 11, 2026. The rollback unwinds one of the harshest criminal frameworks any European country had attached to retail crypto activity. The earlier rules, introduced in 2025, turned ordinary trading into potential criminal conduct when it ran through unauthorized channels. Penalties scaled with the amount involved and topped out at multi-year prison sentences. The effect was less about prosecution volume and more about chilling behavior. Exchanges and service providers pulled back, and users were left unsure whether routine activity exposed them to criminal liability. A penal framework gets dismantled. The core of the change is the removal of jail time. When a country attaches an 8-year maximum sentence to a financial activity, it puts that activity in the same legal tier as serious offenses, and service providers respond by treating the whole market as radioactive. Banks decline transfers, exchanges geofence the country, and compliance teams err heavily on the side of refusal. Decriminalizing trading flips that calculation. It does not automatically build a permissive regime, but it removes the single largest deterrent for both users and the companies that serve them. The signal to platforms is that serving Hungarian customers no longer carries criminal exposure tied to the act of trading itself. For residents of Hungary, the practical question has been simple access. Which exchanges accept Hungarian customers, and whether a crypto card can be funded and spent without legal risk hanging over each transaction? A criminal framework answers that question with a hard no. Removing it reopens the door for providers to reassess the market. The Orban-era rules and what reversing them signals CoinDesk frames the 2025 statute as a product of the previous government under Orban. Treating that framework as something to unwind rather than refine marks a clear break in policy direction rather than a technical adjustment. Governments rarely reverse criminal penalties they have already enacted. Doing so usually reflects either a change in political leadership or a judgment that the original approach did real economic damage without a matching benefit. Restrictive regimes tend to push activity into informal channels rather than eliminate it. Users who cannot legally access a regulated exchange do not stop holding crypto. They move to peer-to-peer deals, foreign platforms, and self-custody arrangements that sit outside any supervisory view. A criminalization-first policy can therefore reduce a regulator's visibility into the market while leaving the underlying demand intact. Reversing course pulls that activity back toward channels a government can actually monitor. Hungary against the European backdrop, the timing sits against a wider European push toward harmonized crypto rules. The EU's MiCA framework gives member states a common licensing and consumer protection standard, and a national regime that criminalizes ordinary trading sites awkwardly next to that direction of travel. A member state running an outlier penal code creates friction for cross-border providers that operate under one EU-wide passport. Aligning closer to the European mainstream removes that friction. Providers that already serve other EU markets can extend coverage to Hungary without modeling a separate criminal risk regime for one country. That is the kind of regulatory predictability that determines whether a platform bothers to support a market at all. The reversal lands during a weak stretch for crypto prices. Bitcoin trades at about $62,141, up 1.3% on the day, but down 2.5% on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index pinned at 16, or extreme fear, as of June 11, 2026. Ether sits near $1,644 and is down roughly 8% over 7 days. Policy shifts like this one operate on a longer clock than the daily tape, and a country reopening legal access does not move spot prices. It changes the addressable market over the following quarters. The details still to be set. Decriminalization sets the floor, not the full structure. The detail that matters next is what replaces the old penal framework: licensing requirements, tax treatment, and the supervisory body that oversees exchanges and custodians operating in Hungary. Removing prison terms answers whether trading is legal. It does not yet answer how a Hungarian exchange gets authorized or how gains are taxed. For now, the headline change is unambiguous. a country that had made crypto trading a potential criminal offense, is taking that penalty off the table. For users who had been operating in a legal gray zone, and for the providers that had written off the market, that is the part that reopens the conversation.